Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Right, so we always start with a gentle warm-up. So if you're sitting, then just ignore anything I say about the legs. But if you're standing, we start in a standing position known as Wuji. So Wuji is your feet facing forward, about hip or shoulder width apart. If your feet, for whatever reason, can't face forward, then just having them in a position that's comfortable for you, so they might be slightly, you know, out to the side or whatever, you're not totally out to the side, but maybe a few degrees off center. Then just unlock your knees. So you've got just a slight bend in the knees. It just helps to open up what's known as the hip quad, which are the energy gates, or one set of the energy gates. Then just have your spine nice and elongated, bringing your shoulders forward, just letting them drop back and having that feeling of space under the arms and between the arms and the bodies. Not necessarily a physical space, more of a feeling of space. And then just having the crown of the head just facing up towards the sky, the heavens, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And then coming back down, if you're standing, coming back down to your feet. And then just noticing that you're just hopefully on the balls of your feet, not too far forward or too far back. If you're sitting, just having your feet, just having your bottom just slightly further forward from the back of the chair if you can, so your spine is nice and tall and you're not using the chair as a back of the chair as a rest. And then just having your ankles over your knees. Your feet flat on the ground if possible. So whichever position you're starting in, just having your hands on your lower belly, which is known in Qigong as the Dantian, or the lower Dantian, which is one of the energy centers. Putting one hand on Dantian, the other hand over the top of that. Doesn't matter which one's over the top, which one's on the actual lower abdomen. And then just pausing, doing a gentle body scan from head to toe and just noticing whatever's arising. So we're just going to stand here for a few breaths. If it feels comfortable for you, just taking a few deep belly breaths so your belly rises and falls as you breathe. Taking a couple more rounds of breath. And then just letting your hands drop by the side. We'll repeat this stand at the end so you can just notice if there's any changes in your body after you've done the warm up. So we're just going to start with some shoulder rolls. So just taking your arm, your shoulders up towards your ears, down to the back, down again from the ears, and then just bringing them up in front again. So just doing some nice shoulder rolls. Doing one more of these. Coming back to center and then just changing direction. And coming back to center and just doing one more before you come back to center, doing one more. And then because quite a lot of the Qigong exercises are quite shoulder heavy, so we're just going to do some arm circles if that's possible. I mean, just doing as big a circle as is possible for you to do. You can only do a small circle, that's absolutely fine. You might want to just put your arms out to the side and just do some small circles and then increase the circles. Just whatever, so just going backwards first. Do one more. and then moving forwards. Your arms circling in a forwards direction. Let's do one more here. So just go back to center. And then just keeping our upper arms by our body, but raising our lower arms, so our hands are facing forwards. And then just gently turning our wrists in one direction. So obviously we're turning our hands in one direction. And then slowly coming back to the start and then turning in the other direction. And then leaving our arms the way they are, we're going to just do a little bit of a wrist stretch. So just putting the palm upwards on one hand. I'm starting with my left hand with the palm facing upwards. And I'm just going to gently press with my right hand, my right fingers, just gently press on the palm. So the palm's now starting to face forwards and I'm feeling a stretch in my wrist. Just hold that for about 10 seconds. Just let the hand go, so the palm is now facing upwards again. Turning the hand over, taking the finger of the right hand onto the tops of the fingers of the left hand, and then just pushing it again. So we've got a stretch on the top of our arm now, or rather the top of the forearm. Again, holding it for about 10 seconds. Just letting that hand go, swapping hands. So now we're going to do with the right hand. So the left hand, right palm will be facing upwards. The left fingers are coming on the right fingers. Just pushing down so the right palm is facing forwards. You've got a stretch on the inside of your arm, just facing upwards now. Letting that go, so the palm's facing upwards again, turning the palm over, so the palm or hand over, so the palm's facing down. Fingers on fingers, so left hand, left fingers on the right fingers, and then just pushing that down again, so the palm is now facing your body. Just letting the palms go, letting the hands go. And then just playing with your fingers as if you're playing the piano, as if you you're just basically just wiggling your fingers and your thumb. You can do if you want to play the piano. Just getting a bit of finger movement going. And then we're just going to shake our hands out, shake our arms. So having now done the arms and the shoulders, I'm just going to work a little bit on the neck. So taking your hands behind your neck, so your palms are, well, your fingers are against the neck, so the middle fingers are touching. So you can just use this as a guide so you don't overextend your neck as you look backwards. You look, take your head up and back a little bit, just until it feels comfortable for you, so you can feel a stretch around on the front of the neck. And then just bending forward, so you're stretching on the back. Just doing this a few times. Just moving within your own range of movement. So not overextending, not overstretching, forwards or backwards. And do one more backwards and forwards. And just take your hands away. Then you're going to be turning your head towards the left side, back to the center, and then towards the right side. So just doing this head movement a few times, just to help warm up the neck. one more on each side. And then the final neck one is we're going to take our left ear towards our left shoulder. And if you want to, you can take your right hand, sorry, take your left hand on your right shoulder, just to hold the right shoulder down a little bit, stop it rising. I'm just going to hold this stretch for about 5 to 10 seconds, whatever feels comfortable for you. And coming back to center, right ear towards right shoulder. And again, if you want to, you can take your right hand towards your left shoulder to stop it rising as you stretch for 5 to 10 seconds. And coming back up to center. Now we're just going to do a little bit of gentle twisting. So we're going to start working on the spine now, warming up the spine. So just gently twist. If you are seated, it's not quite so easy to do a twist. You can do a twist. You can sort of have your arms, so your elbows by your side, and your hands out in front of you a little bit, and just gently twisting from side to side. You won't get as much of a twist as you are if you're standing, but it's still doable. Just doing it carefully and within your own range of movement. So if you're standing, if you want to, you can tap the kidney area around the back of your lower spine and your abdomen as you twist. So activating some of the, what's known as meridians, which are the energy channels that run through these areas. And then very gently coming back to center. I'm just going to do a bit of forwards and backwards movement. Again, if you're sitting, probably not going to be so easy to do, but you can give it a go. You won't be able to do much of as much backwards, but you can probably be able to do the forwards. If you're going forwards and you're sitting, move your feet out from under the knees, so your ankles are further forwards than your knees, otherwise you're likely to end up on your nose, and I don't want that happening. So for those of us who are standing or even sitting, just having your hands on your back, on your the back of your hips area, top of your bottom, and then just leaning back a little bit, just within your own range of movement. And you can have that, leave the hands there if you want to, as you move forwards, or you can take your hands down your legs. Whatever is most comfortable for you. And don't overstretch when you go backwards, because you do risk a lower back injury if you are prone to lower back injuries. Just being very careful in that. So just repeating this a few times, going backwards and going forwards. So this just gets the spine moving in a slightly different direction. We did obviously the twist, now we're doing backwards and forwards. We're just doing one more back and one more forwards. And then coming back up to Wuji. Now we're just going to do a little bit of hip circling, so having your hands on your hips, and then just very gently circling in one direction. We're only warming up the body, so it's not a big circle we need to be doing, unless you feel like doing a big circle, and that's entirely up to you. But I would start small and then work your way to a bigger circle if you wish. And then coming back to center and then changing direction. Again, coming back to center. I think if you're sitting, it's probably not going to be able to do a hip circle or the knee circles, which is the next one. So having your hands, your fingers on the outside, just above your knees, and the thumbs on the inside of your feet. So bringing your feet together, and just say having your hands, fingers on the outside and your thumbs on the inside, just give you some stability, and then very gently, moving your knees in one direction in a circle. And again, not a big circle, just a little circle. If you have any problems with your knees, be guided by your own body. You know what your body is capable of doing. Coming back to center and then repeating on the other, in the other direction. And then coming back to centre. Taking your feet apart again if you're standing. And the final one is an ankle exercise, ankle warm up. And this requires a bit of balancing because you've got two options. You can take your foot, one foot off the floor, and then just turn your ankle, circle your ankle in one direction and in the other direction. If that's going to be a bit too much, then just have your toes on the floor, keep your toes connected with the ground, and then just circle in one direction and then in the other direction. And then we're going to change feet, so make sure you're stable before you actually lift your other foot up. So just, either having your foot completely off the ground or with your toes on the ground, circle one way and then circle the other way. And then putting your foot back on the ground. And then remain, return to that starting position that we had. So with one hand on top of the other on our lower dantian or our lower abdomen area. Again, taking a few belly breaths, deep belly breaths if that feels good for you. And then just noticing how your body is now that you've done a little bit of a warm-up. Seeing if you feel a bit more looser, warmer. But there's the areas of tension, if there were any areas of tension to start with, they're still there, and I'm going to be quiet for a couple of breaths now. Okay, so over the last couple of months, we have been learning one of the most popular sets in Qigong, and also one of the more modern sets of Qigong, which is known as the Shibashi set. So although this is a relatively new set, it was created, I think is a better word, in the late 1970s. In fact, there are a set of, I think, 10 sets, 8 or 10 sets of Shibashi. Shibashi is actually, just means 18. So this particular one was the first one, Shibashi 1, created in 1979. And even though it was created not that long ago, there are still variations. And that's one thing I've learned about Qigong. You know, you can learn one set from one teacher, and then you do the same set of exercises with another teacher, and then there'll be slight variations. And it's the same with the Shibashi, even though it's relatively new. So we've done the first 12. So what I'm going to do this evening is we're going to run through 7 to 12 again. If anybody wants to run through 1 to 6 and then 7 to 12, they're in previous podcasts. So we'll run through 7 to 12 again, and then we'll introduce you to the final 13 to 18 this evening. So we always start in Wuji. Having our feet hip and shoulder width apart, between hip and shoulder width apart. Unlocking the knees, just letting the hip qua, the energy gates just slightly open. Having our spine nice and elongated, bringing your shoulders forward, just letting them rock back and gently and naturally so they find their own settling position. And having the spine elongated, I've already said, but having the crown of the head facing up to the sky, the universe, the heavens. And then going back down to the feet, just making sure you're nicely grounded through one of the meridian points, or one of the meridians, which is kidney meridian, which ends in the ball of, or starts, I should say, in the ball of the foot, kidney one, which is also known as the bubbling spring. So that's our connection with the earth, that grounds us. So So we're going to be starting with holding a ball in front of the shoulders. So we're going to have, we're calling it a ball, but when I was taught this, I was actually taught it with a little pearl in the palm of my hand. So we focus on that pearl. So it's an intention, is focusing on the pearl in the palm of the hand. So that's our ball, and ball can be many sizes and shapes, so, well, sizes rather than shapes. So we're going to just take our palm of our hand, or take our arm up in front of our shoulder. We're not going to totally straighten the arm, so there's a slight bend in the arm, or having a heavy elbow. And then we're just going to take the hand down again. Taking the right hand up in front of the shoulder. The arms out in front of the shoulder. Again with a heavy elbow. Setting your intent, placing your intent on that palm, that pearl in the palm of your hand. And then coming back. Taking the left hand up. And bringing it back down. And right hand. And back down. So repeating it left. We're taking the arm out in front of us, but only to sort of the hand only sort of goes to shoulder height. And then back down. And then right arm. And down. If you want to add a breath in, you're welcome to do so. It's inhale as you come up and exhale as you come down. So just repeating the movement, a few goes, just repeating it in time with your own breath, and I'll keep quiet for a few rounds. Doing one more on each side. I'm just going to pause for a couple of breaths, just noticing anything that arises, anything you notice in your body. Now we're going to go on to turning to gaze at the moon. So our hands are going to be our cow's horns. This had the original title of the doe-eyed cow turns to gaze at the moon. So our hands are sort of around about thigh level and thigh width apart. So we're going to take them, keeping the width roughly the same. We're going to be moving our hands out to the side and slightly up to the diagonal. So the top hand, so the hand that's leading is sort of around about shoulder level, and we're going to be gazing over that. So just imagining that there's a moon in the corner, back down to center, so letting our cow take a mouthful of grass, and then moving to the right side. Back down to center, to the left side. Down again, and to the right side, and back down. So if you want to add a breath in, it's inhale as you come up, and exhale as you go down. So inhale up, just repeating it a few times in time with your own breath. And don't worry if you can't get the breath sequence, just doing the movement. The breath will follow. And doing one more each side. And again, just pausing. Now we're moving to twisting waist and pushing palm. So this is traditionally done in what's known as horse riding position. So that's about double the wuji width, if you like. So if your feet are in wuji, just taking your toes out to the side as far as you can, and then having your heels follow. And that's roughly about double of the wuji. So that's horse riding stance. If horse riding isn't comfortable, stay in wuji. That's absolutely fine. And you're going to have your hands in loose fists, and they're going to be just at the bottom of your ribs. So you feel where the ribs are, just underneath the bottom of that. So with this one, we're going to be moving each arm together but separately. I'm hoping that makes sense. In a moment I'll explain. So you're going to take, in my case, I'm going to take the left fist, I'm going to open it into an open palm. I'm going to push it over my stomach towards the right side, and at the same time I'm going to pull the right elbow back. And then coming back to center. So there's very little movement from the upper or the lower. It's called twisting the waist, but there's very little movement in the waist. No movement in the lower body and very little in the upper body. So now let's come back to the central position. We're going to open the right palm, push it across the stomach towards the left hand, and at the same time pulling the left elbow back, so the left hand moves back as well. And then back to center. So opening the left palm, pushing it across the stomach, pulling the right elbow back. And then back to center. Putting both hands in wrists. Fists, and then repeating on the right side towards the left. So opening the right hand, pushing it towards the left hand, and then pulling the left palm, the left elbow back. Back to center. Just keep repeating this a few times. So you inhale as you push your palm across the stomach. And as you exhale, as you come back to center. We're going to do one more on each side. You can either return to wuji for a couple of breaths, or you can stay in horse riding because the next one is in horse riding if that's comfortable for you. Now we're doing waving hands like clouds. So if you've returned to wuji from horse riding, if it's comfortable for you, go back into horse riding. If not, if you'd rather do it in wuji, that's absolutely fine, you can do that. So for this one, we've got one hand, palm facing the chest, about 6 inches from the chest. And the other hand is, you touch your top middle finger with the middle finger of the other hand, and then just take the other hand down a bit, and it's around about stomach level, just below the belly button is where the other hand will sit. And you're going to be moving towards the top elbow. So you're moving in the direction of the top elbow. So in my case, we're going to be moving towards the, I am going to be moving towards the left, the right elbow. So I'm just going to move towards the right. And then when you get as far as you can, just for a twist, you're going to bring your lower hand up and take your upper hand down. And then come back through center. Back into center. Towards the other side. And then swap hands on the other side. Back into center. Turning towards the right side now. And then you twist as far as you can. Changing the hand position. And then keep repeating. So if you want to add the breath, it's inhale as you come up. Oh, sorry, inhale as you change hands. And then exhale somewhere in the center. And then inhale as you change hands on the other side. Just doing this a few times, some time with your own breath. We all have different breath rates, so we'll probably all be moving at different speeds. Just doing one more each side. And then coming back up into Wuji, so in that starting position. So the next three are done in what's known as the front stance or the bow stance. So from Wuji, turning one foot 45 degrees. In my case, I've turned my right foot. And then just taking the other foot, in my case, my left foot, just taking one step out. And then turning your body so you're facing forwards. If you are seated, at this point, take your ankles and move your feet forward so your ankles are not underneath your knees. Now you can either do the front stance so you can have one foot back by underneath your knee, or you can have one further forwards, or you can have them both slightly further forwards. What I don't want you doing if you're seated is doing these exercises and toppling over, which is always a risk. So the first one is scooping from the sea and viewing the sky. So we're going to be standing in the water. Imagine we're standing in the water and the water's about knee level. So we're going to be taking our hands, taking them out to the side and down. So there's a slight bend, down just to the knee, just underneath the knees, or as far as feels comfortable for you. If you can only go to thigh level, that's absolutely fine. Whatever's comfortable for you. Taking one hand and putting it, scooping the water with one hand above the other, then scooping your hands up in front of your chest, and then just starting to turn them over. So you're starting to twist them around, so you're bringing your palms first towards your body, then you're pushing them away from your body, as it were, and you're pushing with your palms facing upwards eventually above your head, or if it can just go to the head level or even just to shoulder level, whatever's comfortable for you, and then just opening your hands and bringing them arms down the side. Back to the starting position for the knees, and you're scooping your seat from the knees, taking your hands, starting to twist them over, at sort of chest and chin level, pushing them up above your head or whatever feels comfortable for you. And then just pushing your hand, putting your hands apart, bring your arms down the side, back to the scooping position, back to the knee. Just repeating this a few times. If you want to add the breath, you can. It's inhale as you come up, scooping from the sea. And then exhale as you view the sky, letting your hands come down the side and back down to the sea. Just doing one more here, and then we're going to swap sides. We're just taking it back into Wuji. And then swapping your feet over. So having the one, the foot that was facing forwards now is facing 45 degrees and the other one is taking one step forward. Just twisting your body a little bit, making sure you're stable and feeling balanced. And then start scooping from the sea again. I would say with this one, be very careful with your lower back. So as you take your hands up and you view the sky, don't overarch your back, so don't go try and stay more upright if you can, or if you are, do you want to do a little bit of a bend in the back, just making sure that you're not overarching your lower back, particularly if you are prone to back injury. Inhale as we come up. Exhale as we bring our hands down the side and back down to our knee level. Just doing one more. Now you can either stay as you are here for a few breaths, or if you want to, you can go into Wuji and then come back into a front stance in a moment. Now we're playing with waves. So if you're in Wuji, if you return to Wuji, then just taking one foot 45 degrees and taking the other one step out. Twist your body slightly so you're facing forwards. And then bring the palms of the backs of your hands towards your chest. And so you're going to push your hands forwards. Just don't straighten the elbows, just keeping them slightly loose. And just folding the fingers over. And then just bring your hands back towards your chest. Open your palm, hands out, pushing them forwards, curling the fingers over and bringing them back. So if you want to with this one, you can. There are two variations. You can either keep your feet flat on the ground, or if you wish to, you can lift your toes and your heels, so not together. So as you push forward, lift your back heel a little bit. And as you pull your waves back in, pull your hands back in, just lift your front toes a little bit. So which, if it feels comfortable for you, the breath in a moment when we've actually swapped feet over. So doing one more. Come back to Wuji and swap your feet over. So have the One that was the front foot is now 45 degrees, and the one that was the back foot is now one step forward. Making sure you're nice and stable and straight, and then pushing your hands forward again. And bringing them back in. So you exhale as you push forward, and you inhale as you come back in. Just doing one more. We have one more in the bow stance, so you can either return to Buji or you can remain in the bow stance for a couple of breaths. So the final six. What I'm going to introduce to you now. So we're going to start with the flying dove spreads its wings. So bring your hands up towards your chest with the palms facing the chest. And then taking your hands out to the side. And then having quite a big circle in front of your body. Just until you your fingers, try touching your middle fingers or any of your fingers, and then just pulling them apart slightly. So just having your fingers just nearly touching. Then bringing the hands back into the palms, back into the chest. Out to the side. Taking your hands forwards. So they almost touch, or they can touch, it doesn't matter, whichever is easiest for you. And then bringing your hands back towards your chest. Doing that a few times. This is very similar to the pushing waves in terms of the feet. You can either have them flat on the ground, or you can do that forwards and backwards movement with the heel and the toes. So as you move forwards, you can lift your back heel if you wish. And as you come, bring your hands back towards your chest, you can lift your toes a little bit. Entirely up to you, whatever feels more comfortable for you. There are I've seen both of these variations done. So one more on this side. And then we swap sides again. So our back foot now becomes our front foot, and our front foot becomes our back foot, as it were. Making sure you're nice and straight. And you're palms facing your chest. So inhale as you take your hands out and forwards. No, that's not right. Take your hands out, and then you exhale as you take them forwards, and inhale as you bring them back into the chest and take them out to the side. Exhale as you move your hands forward. Inhale as you bring them back to the chest and out to the side. Just repeating this in time with your own breath. I say if you're thinking adding the breath is too much, then just do the movement. So the breath will follow. Doing one more. And coming back into Buji. next two are back in horse riding stance, or if it's not comfortable for you, then staying in Wuji. If you're seated, you can bring your feet back, turn your ankles under your knees and your feet flat on the ground. So if you're in horse, if you want to go into horse riding, it's double horse, double shoulder width. So starting in Wuji, then taking your toes out to the side and having your heels follow. So this is called punching with outstretched arms. So having our hands in a loose fist, just underneath the bottom of our ribs. And we're going to punch our hand forward, then turn our hand over. So bringing the thumb in towards the center, as it were. Turning your hand back. So the palm is now facing upwards, inner fist, but palm facing up. And then bring your hand back into the starting position. And do it with the other hand, punching it forwards, turning it over as if you're locking a house, locking a key or unlocking a key. Twist it back and then bring the hand and the arm back into the central position. The other hand forward, turn the hand over, twist it back to where it was, and then bringing it back. Push the hand out. Unlock the key if you want. Lock the key, turning the hand back over and coming back to the starting. So twisting, turning, punching forward, locking, unlocking, locking, and coming back. Punching forward. Unlock the key, lock the key, turning the hand over and coming back. So you want to add a breath, it's exhale as you move forward and turn the hand and inhale as you come back in. Exhale as you punch forward and turn the hand over, turning the hand back, inhaling and coming back in. Just doing it a few times in time with your own breath. One more on each side. You can either return to Wuji and then come back to horse riding, or just take a few breaths here in horse riding. I'm doing the flying goose. So for this one, we're going to take our arms out to the sides, just having our hands draped loosely. And then as we just bend our knees slightly, just having our hands down and then bringing our hands up as we come back up. So as your arms move, your hands are just going to, fingers are just going to go up and down gently. So as your knees dip a little bit, maybe they might not, as you bring your hands down slightly, your fingers are going to go up. And as you take your hands up slightly, your fingers are going to go down. So you're trying not to put too much shoulder effort. It's more the arms, the shoulders are remaining hopefully quite still. You can add the knees if you want to, just the lower leg. The legs, you can bend a little bit. As your arms come down, you can straighten your arms, go up. Inhale as you come up and exhale as you go down. You want to do the breath. And just doing a couple more. And then coming back to Ruji. And we're doing spinning wheels. So we're just going to take our arms up. They don't have to be totally overhead, so probably just in front of the head, or depends on whether you're able to. If you can only take them to sort of shoulder level, then have them at shoulder level. But yeah, so anywhere between sort of shoulder level and just above the head, or yeah, in front of the head slightly. And we're going to be going down, spinning around. So we're going to be going down past our shoulders, going down in front of our knees, and then back up on the other side. So it's like we're doing a spinning wheel. So if you are seated, then I would suggest you move your feet further forward. So that your ankles are not underneath your knees. So we're going to be going down past the shoulders, past the knees, and up the other side. This is actually quite an unusual exercise because most of them are related to one of the meridians, of which there are six pairs, so it's related to one pair of meridians, whereas this one does all of them. It's a five elements one. So coming back up to center, and then we're going to change direction. So very gently changing direction. The breath is not as straightforward as it is with some of them. So it's on the angle. So as you go past your shoulder, so if you're moving to the right, you go past your right shoulder, that's when you exhale. And then as you come past your left knee on the way up, that's when you inhale. But say it's not as straightforward as some of the others, so if you don't want to do the breath, that's absolutely fine. I'm just going to do one more on this side. Coming back up to center. And then just taking the palms facing down and then just bringing our hands down in front of our body, down towards the thigh. The penultimate exercise in the Shibashi is bouncing ball with steps. This one does require an element of balance, so there are two options I will give you. The first one is that you will be lifting your one foot and you're going to be lifting the opposite hand at the same time. So if I'm lifting my left foot, I will lift my right hand. You just lift it high, just off the ground if you want, and then to placing it back down. Alternatively, what you can do is actually just lift the heel. So say if I lift my left heel and just lift my right hand, and then when my right hand and my left heel go down, then I swap sides. And if that's also too much, trying to do it across the midline, which can be confusing, then just do it on the same side. So lift your left foot or heel and your left hand at the same time. Sometimes working across the midline, the brain can get a little bit discombobulated. So yeah, so whichever version you are doing, so it's going to start now. So it's going to start with left foot and right hand, and then putting it back down, and then right foot and left hand. So the hands are resting by the thighs, and then they'll come up. The palms facing down, they don't come up very far, they come up probably back to stomach level or the size of the chest. say your foot doesn't have to come up very far from the ground either, or it can stay with the toes on the ground. So inhale up, exhale down. And one more on each side. And then just pausing. And the final exercise in the Shavasana is pressing palms in calmness. Bringing our hands, having our hands with the palms facing upwards. So we're having our hands sort of around about the lower dante and also the lower abdomen, palms facing upwards. If you want to, you can just touch the middle fingers. That's easier for you just to gravitate. It's quite a nice way of actually starting to do this exercise. Is now bringing the hands up, almost like not quite a semicircle, but a little bit of a circular movement. Up towards the forehead, or what's known in yoga as the third eye, turning your hands over at that point, and then just pushing your palms down. And when you go back to the starting position, bring your palms up towards your forehead, your third eye, turning them over, and then just pressing the palms down. Inhale up and exhale down. Just doing this a few more times in time with your own breath. Want to, you can, rather than having your fingers touching, the middle fingers touching, you can just take your fingers slightly apart from each other, see if you notice anything, any difference, any changes. I'm doing it that way. Just doing one more. We'll just finish with a tree pose, which is a nice way to finish. It's like a standing meditation almost. So again, there are a couple of options. You can have your hands out, your elbows bent, so your arms, your upper arms are still quite close to the chest, but your hands are out in front, as if hugging a tree. And it can be at chest level to do this, or you can have them a little lower down at the lower dantian or lower abdomen level, so whichever is more comfortable for you. Or you can just have your hands on your lap if you're sitting, that's perfectly fine, or you can have them by your side and just be in Wuji. And then I'm going to be quiet for a couple of minutes and just stand or sit and notice if you have low blood pressure and you find yourself a little bit wobbly, then just wriggle or just give your knees a little bit of a shake just to start the blood flow going. So now I'm going to be quiet for a couple of minutes. Just give yourself a little bit of a shake, setting your arms drop just gently down to the side. If you want to, you could just bring your hands up towards your chest and then just letting them go with a sigh. Well, I hope you enjoy this evening.